Scene 3. Scrooge's Childhood. Suddenly, the curtains round Scrooge's bed open. He sees a figure next to his bed. The figure is wearing a white robe. There's a bright light above its head.
Who are you?
I'm the ghost of Christmas past.
What past?
Your past. All your past experiences. Take my hand and come with me.
Can we go tomorrow? It's cold and I'm tired. I want to sleep.
No, get up. We must go now.
The ghost takes Scrooge's hand and they fly through the wall. They're not in the city now. They're in a little town. Then they stop at a school.
Why are you trembling?
I remember this place. This was my school. I lived here in the past.
Do you see that boy? He's sitting alone in the classroom. Do you know him?
Yes, it's me. My father sent me to this school. All the other boys went home at Christmas, but I didn't. My father didn't want me. I was alone and sad.
Why are you crying?
Last night a boy sang a Christmas carol outside my house. I didn't give him any money. I'm sorry now.
A little girl runs into the classroom.
That's my little sister, Fan.
Fan runs to Scrooge. She puts her arms around his neck and kisses him.
My dear brother, I'm here to take you home.
Home, little Fan?
Father is nicer now, and he wants you at home. He sent me to you. He wants to bring you home forever. We'll all be together and have a happy Christmas.
Fan was always a good, kind woman. Did she have any children?
Yes, she did. She had one child, my nephew, Fred. He's warm and kind, like Fan. He invited me for Christmas dinner. But I said no. I wasn't nice to him. I'm sorry now.
Let's see a different Christmas.
The ghost and Scrooge leave the school.